Hi, welcome to Keep It Clean, a podcast dedicated and devoted to the cleaning and restoration industry. Today we're going to talk about building and customer evaluations. How deeply do you need to look when evaluating a building? The real question is, if you're not looking deep enough, how can you be sure the building qualifies to be part of your company's future? The first part of a management marketing plan for a building service contracting company should be the types of buildings, i.e. customers, that will help your company move forward into a profitable future. The great part about the exercise of protocol development is that it can be whichever protocols you choose as the service provider. The first evaluation can be a determining factor for serviceability, and sometimes finding out the attitudes of the prospect is the outside condition of the building. Pulling into a litter-filled, overgrown landscape area, sun-faded parking lot should give us a set of clues to help determine if our company's values will be met by signing this prospect to a contract. Perhaps thinking about sales prospects like a college football recruiter can give us some insight as to how we should prepare our potentials list. Collegiate recruiters are certainly looking for more than just a competent set of skills to play a position. They're looking for intangibles that could include team chemistry, academic skills, personality, future potential and ability for the recruit to sway other recruits to attend the same university. Similar things can apply to our recruiting focus. Does the prospect have the right stuff to earn our services? Will this prospect help us sell other prospects? Will this prospect help our staff feel a sense of pride or accomplishment when servicing this building? What will this prospect do for our customer chemistry? Will they fail to understand basic maintenance practices, causing misunderstandings with staff? Will the prospect be respectful of our professional attitudes and training? Prospect attitude is certainly something to address as we build our list, but not the only thing that should be listed. You may want to determine which types of buildings your company can service most profitably. Does your company work better in a campus-style building setting? Perhaps your company thrives in high-rise or low-slung building styles. Which part of your city or region makes the most sense from an employee recruiting? Do most employees drive directly to the building, or will they rely on public transportation? Other building considerations could be the type of activity that occurs in the building. Is it a school or a cubicle farm? Large buildings with cafeteria where most employees stay the entire day, or where the traffic load from employees leaving and returning to the building brings in much more soil from outside, rather than having a controlled environment from traffic, but employees have the ability to eat lunch at their desks. Office only or office and factory where shop employees can track all manner of soil types into many different types of flooring and restroom surfaces. How about the amount of outside traffic like retail buildings, malls, or indoor shopping centers versus retail environments where moving from store to store can be affected negatively by weather-related issues? There are so many different variables that need to be addressed by a plan of action to find out where we should spend our marketing time, dollars, and energy. A complete focus of that activity matching them with the right prospect mix will target a very specific group of prospects that in the long run will help us grow our business profitably. Since planning is the first function of management, our company managers must plan for these specific types of prospects, or do we just end up taking whatever comes our way? Unfortunately, taking whatever comes our way may not give us the type of customers that are exactly the type we need for a profitable future. Think about this when you're setting up a sales route to help your business building strategy.